Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Yes, we regret to inform you of another silent key joining our silent key list for this WIA year. It includes Victor Kilo 4 India Whiskey, Kev Dixon, VK 4 Juliet Juliet, Jocelyn McGrath, and now Victor Kilo 4 November Juliet Alpha, Alan Perkins. Alan had a keen interest in electronics and mechanics. He spent many a joyful hour working on valve radios and turbocharged Subarus. He recently had completed fitting out his 4x4 and completed a trip of the Simpson Desert. Alan has been a licensed amateur since the mid-70s and was a frequent member of the Friendly Afternoon Net, that net on 40 metres. Alan passed away Sunday, November 7, at the Gordon Vale Palliative Care Hospital after a short illness. Victor Kilo 4 NJA is survived by his wife, Marina. We pause and reflect another silent key. Alan Perkins, VK 4 NJA.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone, this is Angelo, VK2NWT, WIA Affiliated Clubs Coordinator. One of my first tasks in my new role is checking all club contact details that are currently registered with the WIA. As you all know, the list of affiliated clubs on the WIA website is a great resource for clubs to get noticed by people browsing the WIA website. It's usually the place where newcomers will first find out about your club, and they may want to make further inquiries with you. So given this, it's obviously vital that your club contact details are in fact correct. Over time, some positions and responsibilities held within clubs may change, and we appreciate that sometimes the contact names and details of the new incumbents to a role may not have yet made it to your club's WIA page. I've recently tried to get in contact with a few clubs using the details that currently appear on their WIA club page, and surprisingly, more than a few have either bounced back as an unknown email address, or I've been advised that the individual hasn't held that position for some time. In some cases, I've even been advised that the club no longer exists. So what I'm obviously asking is for all club secretaries, presidents, or whomever is responsible at your club for looking after your page to please take a few moments today to check the contact details that appear on your page and to make sure that they are in fact correct and to please make the necessary updates where needed. Additionally, by making sure your club contact information is correct, you guarantee that correspondence between the WIA and your club is received in a timely and efficient manner. So please let me know if you have any questions or if you need any help to update your contact details on your WIA club affiliated webpage. I can be contacted by email at vk2nwt@wia.org.au. Thanks everyone. 73s from Angelo, VK2NWT.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres. 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. From various comments I've heard and read, there seems to be a hole in our training of new amateurs. For those coming in at foundation level, the manual gives us all that is needed to pass the assessment. But what it leaves out are the historical items and explanations as to what and why we do certain things. Q codes are an example of practice that stems from the true era of Morse code communications. And by the time the wireless experimenter came along, there were many codes in use on the various services that used Morse. Early in the 20th century, the Q code was adopted as one of the official codes for wireless telegraphy. Later it was formalised as the one adopted by the ITU. Over the 20th century, the practices of recreation were refined and codified by international and national regulators, and things like national call books, which not only contained the contact details of operators, who were listed by call sign, but also a wealth of information of use, such as band plans and forecasts of operating conditions. These books served as a valuable resource for tasks such as putting mailing addresses on QSL cards. For us, a quaint complaint about a loss of privacy was the excuse for the regulator to cancel the publication. If we delve into the international handbooks from the United Kingdom and the USA, we find the vast amount of technical material is prefaced by chapters which detail the historical background as applicable to their respective areas. We don't have a convenient reference source to grace our shelves that explains the developments in the South Pacific. I seem to recall that it wasn't too long ago that the ACMA issued a friendly reminder to us that we should use our call signs correctly. That's to say, when on air, the full call sign must be used, and the only time that this can be amended is during emergency nets or practice for stations to engage in emergency communications. Like many things, we should maintain proper operating procedures, and especially with the improving band conditions on HF. When we consider the situation when signals are getting through on milliwatts, an abbreviated call sign could be received overseas and be misinterpreted. One of the features of the ARRL handbook has been the reprinting of the amateur's code, which sets down a series of aspirations for the operator to follow in amateur radio. One of these hopes is that fellow amateurs will help each other, and I was reminded of this during the past week. A colleague, whom I have yet to meet in person, who lives in my area, was anxious to get a tower erected to try a newly constructed antenna. It was really a two-man task, but enthusiasm took hold, and the result was a collapsed jumble of metal. Shortly afterwards, once members of his local radio club learned of the misfortune, a small band of volunteers arrived, extracted what could be salvaged, and straightened the tower enough that it could be erected, giving access to VHF and UHF repeaters. To me, this is what clubs are about, and this is what amateur radio is about, helping each other out. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.